Welcome. Let's talk about media and communication. I have invited Samuel Negredo to explore how Spanish digital news outlets are using e-commerce to make money. And you might be surprised to learn that some news outlets are selling products and services online, and not just traditional newspapers. And with Samuel, we explore how common this is, what kind of things they're selling, and whether this shift towards online sales is a good thing for journalism. I'm Rodrigo Silva. Let's talk about media and communication. Samuel, welcome to our episode.
Hi, Rodrigo.
Samuel, you and your colleagues indicate in the study that, well, there hasn't been a comprehensive study on how digital news outlets are using e-commerce. So that's what drove you?
Yes, traditional advertising revenue is insufficient to sustain digital news organizations. Therefore, the purpose of a study is to examine alternative revenue streams for news outlets with a focus on this potential of e-commerce as a viable income source, besides other income sources that people may know about, such as display advertising, sponsored content, subscriptions, memberships, consultancy, events. There are many of them, no? But e-commerce can be one of them. As part of the Diginative Media project funded by the Spanish government and the European Regional Development Fund, we built a database of 2,862 active editorial sites in Spain, and we have been looking at how they are funded and what we think is the first comprehensive study of this kind.
Oh, perfect. So promising start. So what are the main findings, conclusions of your study? What did you find?
Well, we found that approximately 12% of digital news sites in Spain, of all sizes, big and small, use some form of e-commerce as a source of revenue. But there are differences between the different kinds of digital news outlets. In Spain, e-commerce is more commonly employed by online media that are not digital native, but rather media that have offline roots, such as in broadcast or print, the so-called legacy media. The difference is that 9%, only 9% of digital native media use e-commerce as a source of revenue, whereas for of legacy news sites, legacy sites with traditional roots, use this kind of revenue stream. Also, focusing on the geographical scope of coverage of the media, we found that Spanish national media outlets are more likely to use e-commerce than hyperlocal, local, or regional sites. E-commerce is present in just 2% of hyperlocal sites, which is very little, nearly 9% of local or regional sites, and close to 20%, this is one in five, among national or international news sites based in Spain. And finally, specialized news media outlets are more likely to use e-commerce than general news sites. The results are that approximately 15% of specialized news sites covering a specific topic use e-commerce as a source of revenue. This is a little less than 10% for general news sites. We understand that the targeted audiences of specialized media brands are more receptive, maybe, to specific e-commerce offerings, such as fashion, travel, some kind of elements that they can buy for specific purposes related to the outlet's coverage. So these are the differences that we have found among these 2,862 digital news outlets that we found in Spain.
And in spite of those differences, I would like to know more about practical implications of this. And in your study, you mentioned some blurred lines and trust issues, perhaps prioritization of sales over quality, over trust, and some potential reputational damage. So can you explain it more about potential implications of your study, of your findings?
Yes, we found and we think that with these findings, the outcome for smaller sites that have a less diversified portfolio of income sources may be positive if they manage to find business partnerships without losing the focus of their main editorial purpose, of course. We think that digital news outlets need to diversify their income streams through a mix of all these income sources, no, that we have studied. And in a close-up of 25 legacy media sites and also 9 digital native sites that also have a large audience volume, we found that legacy media, even within e-commerce, offer a broader range of options, such as online shops, which is the first kind of e-commerce that comes to mind when we think about this way to add revenues to the company, to the news media company, but also affiliate marketing, which is one of the easier ways to incorporate e-commerce to a news organization, coupons, discount codes, promotional editorial collections, own brand merchandise for supporters, tickets for events, and even a travel agent service that can be useful for, especially, of course, companies, news media organizations focusing on that kind of content. No? Mm-hmm. So we think that all these opportunities, if a clear barrier, a clear disclosure is made about what content is commercially driven mm-hmm. and what content is editorially driven, is something that almost all organizations can profit from. Because our main idea is that society needs a robust and independent press, and this means that they need to have financial sustainability. Mm-hmm. So if they manage to be transparent to their users, then they can manage to incorporate e-commerce without causing reputational damage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what's ahead of us to do research about? More comprehensive studies about these financial opportunities, this separation that you just mentioned. So what's ahead of us now?
Yes, our study is descriptive. Therefore, it cannot track the evolution about a long time, for example, and there would be a possibility to assess the financial impact of mm-hmm. these sources of revenue. Now, what's the weight of traditional advertising, subscriptions, these kinds of e-commerce, also other side businesses that media companies may have? And a dimension that could be explored related to your previous question, Rodrigo, has to do with audience perceptions and the effect of e-commerce on journalistic credibility due to conflicts of interest. No, this is something that maybe has been explored in the areas or is being explored currently by some of our colleagues in the area of fashion, for example, or more generally outside news organizations in the area of social media influencers, no, and how their content is driven by these commercial partnerships. As a summary, I think that future research should aim to incorporate these longitudinal data, no, to see how the use of e-commerce is evolving. There are also, as we know, this field, very large actors which are outside the field of media organizations, or that are becoming media organizations themselves, no, not in the news business, but in the content and entertainment business, such as Amazon, for example, AliExpress, Shein, etc. And we understand that e-commerce is a venture where there are, as in so many other fields of technology, very big, very large international actors that have a big chunk of the market, a big size of the market. And of course, e-commerce offerings can either be through affiliate marketing, and in that sense, it may be like an additional or complementary source of revenue for the sites, or it may be very tailored to the specific area, the geographic area, or the theme area that the news outlet is covering. But I think we need to find out about the financial implications, the evolution over time, and also the audience perceptions about e-commerce as a source of revenue for digital news outlets.
Mm-hmm. Great. I'm going to ask you to be now, well, a bit critical about your research, because for me, in spite of the differences that you mentioned, I was personally intrigued by the 12% adoption rate of commerce, probably small, I don't know, but it's just one of the funding opportunities that are out there. And also struck me, well, some ethical concerns, we've been talking about this, that might arise from these practices. But what are your thoughts on your study?
Well, yes, definitely only a small fraction of the Spanish online news outlets that we studied ventured into e-commerce. And we think this has potential for further growth. We found that there are publishers that own a large number of titles, tens of titles, either focusing on very diverse niches of content or otherwise networks of national networks of regional or local media, no, that may provide joint solutions or joint tools for all these sites to provide a joint offering of e-commerce. But of course, in any country in digital media, there is also a lot of fragmentation. there are media which are publicly owned, no, by local or small regional corporations that may not have this commercial purpose so clearly defined. Or in many cases, the business side of digital media outlets may not be as developed as the editorial side. So I understand that this is also a challenge, no? And from the perspective of publishers, this may be also something to explore. No? And what's driving them to use e-commerce in this close-up of 25 legacy sites and 9 digital native sites? We also found when we were analyzing outlet by outlet the different kinds of e-commerce that they had put into practice, that some of these opportunities had been launched and then abandoned. Or maybe they were using the digital news outlets brand, but they were not very closely aligned with the news organization, no? And maybe it was a bit off its values, no? Because maybe the contents that were being sold or the products and services that were being sold were associated to the brand nominally, but were something that could be found anywhere, no? Mm-hmm. So I think this is a challenge, definitely, that the news sites that offer e-commerce can incorporate that into the editorial identity of their brand. So definitely that's a challenge for them. And all the different actors, the publishers, the users, even the technological companies or the e-commerce companies offering these solutions are agents that can be further explored.
Mm-hmm. The trickiest part of this episode now, Samuel, if you had to sum up the conversation in one or two sentences, what would it be?
Well, Rodrigo, society needs a robust and independent press. And the several ways how online news organizations may incorporate e-commerce as a source of revenue, with all the precautions, without losing their editorial focus, may help them achieve financial sustainability and therefore remain independent, while maybe also providing additional services to their users. So there are very many ways how e-commerce can be incorporated. And we trust that this can be a way in this hard challenge for digital news organizations to achieve financial sustainability. This can be one of the ways how they can reach it alongside display advertising, subscriptions, events, consultancy services, and all the different ways how a digital news business can be developed nowadays in 2024.
Perfect. Well, Samuel, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Rodrigo.
This podcast is powered by Cogitatio Press. You can listen to this episode on the Let's Talk About Media and Communication website, on Cogitatio Press YouTube channel, and whatever you get your podcast.